This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. It's Monday, and it's the return of Unlicensed Opinion with Christopher Spencer, who is the publisher and owner of OzarksUnbound.com. Welcome back, Christopher.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, Kyle. How are you?
I'm fine. Our guest this Monday, the day before election, John Logan Burrow, who is Election Commissioner of Washington County. Welcome.
It's good to be here.
Florists have Mother's Day and Valentine's Day. Bartenders have St. Patrick's Day. Boy, tomorrow's a big day for election commissioners, isn't it?
Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, we start preparing for this election day literally years in advance of any general election. We're already working towards what we know are coming as huge elections in Northwest Arkansas. And God help us, we're prepared for tomorrow to be a big one.
What has to happen in the last hours, or hopefully nothing has to happen between now and tomorrow morning at 7:30?
Well, even as we speak, this Monday, the 56 election polling place supervisors are arriving at the courthouse to pick up our workstation to pick up the equipment that they will need to conduct tomorrow's election. And the logistics of deploying an election clear across Washington County are really formidable. We're very lucky we've got the people to run that operation for us, as skilled as they are, as highly trained as they are, as devoted to the job as they are.
Because you have to be from Winslow to the edge of Springdale and everywhere in between.
Oh, we're in Cincinnati. We're in Nob Hill. It's just a really interesting geography of elections in Washington County. We have a polling place in Strickler. We have a polling place in Viney Grove. And one of the things you really do get to love is the social warp and woof of the fabric of a county like Washington County that's been naming its places for 150 years, and you just truly do relish the sound of the name Cincinnati. It's really fun to be to carry those ballot boxes in and stack them up there to be counted, and think about how long they've been voting in that place.
And Cincinnati, up in the north western part of the county, is that right?
Well, it's out by the Oklahoma border.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. How long does it take someone to come in? So 7:30 when the polls close, how long does it take to bring that into Fayetteville to have it counted?
Those are the ones that do get to the courthouse pretty much at the end of the line. But if there are folks waiting to vote, they're allowed to vote if they get there before the 7:30 deadline. And then it takes a little bit of a while to shut down a polling place these days. We have to print out the Ivotronic touchscreen machine's results and post those on the wall before we shut down the polling place. And then the paraphernalia of the election itself has to be loaded up. And there's quite a bit of it, as a matter of fact. So we give our people, well, it takes a considerable amount of time for folks in the outlying regions of the county to get their polling place stuff to us.
Could take an hour, maybe, something like that?
Yeah, it's not uncommon for us to, if polls close at 7:30 and they get finish with the process of shutting it down and packing it up and loading it up, for them to roll into the courthouse with their stuff at 9 o'clock.
Well, and I ask that because you and I have sat across from each other there in the courtroom many a time, as I have stood there with other reporters eagerly begging and waiting for results. And
yes.
We always note when maybe Cincinnati's coming in, or one of the more extreme areas there is coming in. And you tend to now release some early results at the beginning and then later release full results, right?
Right. What we will do is, and this is a customary practice for us, is on election day, as soon as the process of qualifying the absentee ballots is completed, each envelope with an absentee ballot in it has to be opened, and the not the ballot itself, but the accompanying materials have to be examined by a group of people who are specially charged with this duty to qualify that ballot for that voter to be counted. Once that process is completed, then we proceed to start counting the early and absentee ballots, and we hope to be at work with that by mid to late afternoon. It's always been our goal to get those ballots completely counted before the actual polling places close out in the field. We do not release that information until 8 o'clock at night. And it gives us some information we can give to an eagerly awaiting public, because people are really interested in knowing how the election is going. But we don't release that information until we know the polls are closed and the last voter has probably voted. We consider it to be sensitive information that might influence someone's decision about how they might vote or decide not to vote at all. But that's not something we can be responsible for, the decisions being made out in the polling places. The law will not allow us to release that information until the polls are closed. But it's also been a customary practice for us to proceed right through the whole election and get it all counted and then release the total numbers that we have at the end of the day.
Between 7:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. on an election day, do you have like a red emergency phone waiting to hear if something has gone wrong or there's a dispute somewhere?
Every polling place has a telephone connection to us, and we communicate with them steadily. There's also a constant flow of communications back and forth from polling places to the county clerk's office, because we have a tremendously mobile population in Washington County, and voters very often don't keep their polling place information current with their address at the courthouse, and so they go vote where they once upon a time voted, but that's not their polling place any longer, and we have to ascertain what their voting status is, and that's done over the telephone from the polling place to the county clerk's office. And of course, we do have troubleshooting going on all day long with the election commission staff with respect to our voting equipment and various different problems that do crop up as the day goes along.
Voting used to be easier. I remember going with my mom to the Lakeview City Hall. You had one day, you had this time, you voted on paper, you put it in the box. Now, I can vote a couple of weeks early. There are multiple places to vote early. Does this make things more difficult?
Well, it certainly is more complex for us to organize the election. We now have 56 polling places in Washington County on Election Day. We have 128 different precincts in Washington County, upwards of 50 or so different ballots for Washington County. We'll have 2,000 voters accredited at any given polling place. There's 102,000 registered voters in Washington County, and we have to technically be prepared for all 102,000 of them to show up to vote. Mm-hmm. So it's become more complex in this sense that it's not any longer just your neighborhood a gathering place where we can put in a polling place, because we have to be able to accommodate larger numbers of voters than your traditional polling place was 30 or 40 years ago. We're moving in a direction towards even larger voting centers so that larger numbers of people can come to a place that's suitable for a large number of people to be voting at, as opposed to smaller places with limited parking and interior spaces where the lines may stretch out the door into inclement weather. And so we're having to accommodate a growing voting population. That does complicate our problem.
And then, of course, there are some places that just don't want to be a polling place.
There are a lot of places that simply it's not convenient for them to give up their parking and their interior spaces and for any given Tuesday of the year. There can be an election. Next year's an off-year election. We're looking at six or seven elections we're expecting to be having.
At one point, you were using schools, for example, for polling places. Right now, are there still schools?
Yeah, we have at least one polling place that's still in a school. But schools, once upon a time, were a great neighborhood gathering place for voters to come and vote. And I've seen, when I was in grade school, I remember people coming to Rogers Elementary School in Fort Smith to vote. But the ability of a school to accommodate hundreds of voters waiting in line to vote has really diminished. And the parking is not what it needs to be for a polling place. The area inside the school itself is really, today schools are really a cramped area. They're using every available square inch of the school for educational purposes. And at one point we were in a large space which was both a gymnasium and a dining area. cafeteria. And so between those two operations of the school, voting was really kind of difficult. Mm-hmm. So it just became obvious that we needed to find spaces that were more convenient for voting to take place in. And so that's been a transition. We've also had fire stations are no longer really a good place for us to be because there are large open spaces that the wind howls through whenever they open all those doors, and we've got election materials that need to be stay right where they
not
are.
Not blown off the table. Huh?
Exactly. So for various reasons, the type of building, the type of structure or facility for voting to go on in is becoming harder to find, and we're having to consolidate more voters into them as the population grows in Washington County. But we're very, very fortunate that the community centers and the churches have been made available to us, readily available with no compensation whatsoever for them. We're very lucky to have the folks who support us the way they do.
There was talk, at least in the past two elections, I believe, of opening an early voting place on the University of Arkansas campus. And there was, I know you discussed this last time, it ended up not happening. And I wonder if you can explain how that decision occurred.
Well, first of all, it's not the easiest thing in the world to do to establish an off-site early voting place. It has to meet an awful lot of requirements that we have that are peculiar just to voting. For one thing, it has to be available all day long for the voting to take place in. There has to be adequate parking, handicap accessible, internet access. And we're running into lots of criteria here that not every facility can meet. The university campus offering of a location would be difficult, if not impossible, for voters from the outlying areas of the county to access that because of parking problems on the campus. And the rationale for voting against it, which one member of the commission did, was largely based on that criteria, which was difficult for the host to meet. And this is one thing that requires a unanimous vote of the commission. The only thing I know in government that requires an absolute unanimous vote to proceed with is off-site early voting locations, and it did not get the unanimous vote.
Wasn't there a rental cost associated with it too?
No, I don't remember we ever being asked to pay a rental cost, but the issues of parking for our staff and the accessibility of it for non-campus voters were pretty formidable obstacles for establishing one at that. And then, of course, it was you can see from Old Main, you can look out and see the courthouse, a mile distant, and it's difficult to rationalize the inability of folks who are there all day long from being able to walk.
It's not that far away, is what you're saying. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. It's easy to be cynical in these times, as it has been at other times. People can say, I'm not going to vote. The candidates don't listen to me. They represent special interests and not me. But on election day, you have the chance to go to the ballot box. Here is your chance. What would you say to someone? Why vote?
I would remind them of times when people have come up to me in the days after an election and say they just could not ever get over the fact that for some reason they didn't go and vote, and it was a tie vote. If they had only showed up to vote, the thing would have gone the other way. Or it is a very, very narrow margin of decision. Two or three votes determine the outcome of an election. And they say to me, I can't believe I didn't go and vote that day. So it's in my experience, everybody that's out there that's trying to decide whether their vote's going to count or not really needs to remember it can come right down to your vote, how this election turns out. It is the system that we have that determines who will have power to make our decisions, to spend our money and make our laws. It is an extraordinarily important thing. It actually determines the legitimacy of the government itself. And you have to take that deeply seriously. It is the one thing that keeps us from having the terrible chaos and tragedy that other societies in the world take for granted that they're going to have to endure and pay the price for. We get to decide with our votes what the future of our politics is and our government is. And it may not be perfect. It may not be the thing that really satisfies people. But as Winston Churchill says, it's better than every other one.
John Logan Burrow is election commissioner for Washington County. If you'd like to hear more from our conversation, including an explanation of how each Arkansas County's election commission is formed, and why a secret ballot a few years ago in Washington County wasn't secret at all, you can go to our webpage, OzarksAtLarge.com. And ahead on Ozarks at Large, Christopher Spencer from the website Ozarks Unbound, and I will have the second part of our weekly visit, our plugs and our predictions. That's ahead on Ozarks at Large. This is Ozarks at Large, and this is the second portion of our unlicensed opinion. Christopher Spencer, the owner and publisher of OzarksUnbound.com. This is the segment that we call Plug or Predict.
Yes, indeed. The time when we choose something that we want to advocate or make some sort of prediction. We both made predictions at this point.
Yes.
And what do you have?
I am going to plug and predict.
What you're always changing the rules
now. I know. Well, it's my show.
Oh, that's
well,
true.
Well, here is my... The plug is barely a plug. My plug is vote.
Okay.
I just can't stand people who say...
That's more of a PSA, we'll say.
I guess it is. I love voting. Things don't always go your way, but I do... It's trite to say, but I think you give up your ability to complain if you don't vote. Just vote. So that's my plug. My predict... is that Boone County is going to have its largest turnout in decades. There's a wet-dry issue on Boone County that has generated... I don't know if you read the Harrison Daily paper.
Daily. I read it.
Oh, do you really?
No.
Oh, okay. I do. I get it online. And this has been a particularly nasty, issue-oriented session in Boone County, whether to allow the legal sale of alcohol. It's been more than 30% of registered voters have early voted in Boone County, and it's going to be interesting. Marion County.
That's a massive turnout.
It is. That, I mean, there are elections where if 30% go to the ballot box, that kind of is eyebrow raising. Marion County, which is to the east of Boone County and had been dry since Prohibition, just a few years ago went wet. Carroll County on the west, Missouri to the north, all wet. There is speculation that Harrison and Boone County loses out on revenue by being this island of dry. But there are people that said, you know, if you need liquor, you can go to these other counties and buy your package of liquor and drive back. I'm anxious to see how this goes. I think it's going to be a huge turnout.
I'm going to actually plug something. Last year, you may recall, Kyle, we at Ozarks Unbound put together a project called Ballot Bucks, where we were taking some local candidates and we listed all the campaign contributions that they received. This is actually for the primary. Mm-hmm. So we've reloaded Ballot Bucks with some of the general election races. We've got Circuit Court race, District 7, between Steve Zaga and Joanne Taylor. Mm-hmm. And we've got Eva Madison versus Tony Peroni.
Yes.
In the Washington County JP race, as well as the Fayetteville city races. And so, it's not a commercial enterprise. And if people want to check that out, that would be great. You can also check out the endorsements that Ozarks Unbound is making on the website. And everybody, again, turn out for the election. It's going to be great.
Do you vote on Election Day or do you early vote?
I vote on Election Day in big races because I love the magic.
I do, too. I love standing in line. I love listening to the conversations. I just feel connected to the country if I'm in line to vote. It sounds like a trite or silly thing to say, but...
I even like the the people outside the election who are waving their signs and trying to get my vote at the very last minute,
right,
while obeying, you know, the electioneering laws and regulations.
I admire people who are engaged.
Mm-hmm.
No matter whether it's something that I may or may not agree with, I'm like you. I love seeing those people that are, because those are volunteers. Those mm-hmm. are people that have probably taken a vacation day to go out and campaign for their candidate. And I think if there was more of that, we'd probably, I think, be better off. I don't know. Maybe that's a simplistic view.
I think it makes the whole process stronger and better.
Christopher, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Christopher Spencer is the owner and the editor of the website Ozarks Unbound. His visits to Ozarks at Large are a regular Monday feature.